You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been talking about autism for some time now. He's had some very strong opinions. He's been loud. And the experts in the community say that he is wrong. They say that he is wrong, even though he continues to tell us that he has the answers. Well, just recently, he made some comments that caught my eye. He said, quote, that autism destroys families. He said that children with autism will never pay taxes. They'll never hold a job. They'll never play baseball. They'll never write a poem. They'll never go out on a date. Many of them will never use a toilet unassisted. Woo! I find those comments extremely disrespectful, but I know that there's somebody that has been a shero, a champion in the world of autism with regards to children. And I wanted to get her comments or reaction to his comments. That would be none other than WCCO radio host, Shaletta Brundage. She joins us courtesy of the John Chutakoa Banker Hotline. Shaletta, I appreciate you giving me some time here on this Monday night. But when I saw those comments and I saw those quotes from RFK Jr., it took my breath away because I couldn't believe that he said those things. What is your reaction to those comments?
You know who this hurts the most is parents whose children are newly diagnosed. Because when you have a child and you know that something is just not quite right, they're not meeting their developmental milestones, you're not sure what to expect. And so you go to your pediatrician, they give you a referral, you go over to the University of Minnesota or Fraser School, and you get them tested for autism and come to find out, yep, you got it. And you don't know what's next. And then to hear the person who is in charge of healthcare for the United States of America tell you that this is what is in store for your child and your family is heartbreaking. It's also a lie. It's a bold-faced lie. And the fact that this man has a job that doesn't include a mop bucket is astounding and astonishing to me because he should not be in charge of his own health care, let alone millions and millions of people, especially the most vulnerable people in our community. Because here's the thing, Henry, he's saying this, so there may be parents out there who are not educated about autism who believe him, who think, oh, my God, this man is in charge. He is responsible for the health care of this country. And if he says that this is all my child is capable of doing, I might give up. I might not try. I might commit suicide. This is crazy.
Don't you think that that's the most hurtful thing about all of this is that we have somebody that is in that role, in that position of power, and they're saying things that are just so off base, and they're not themselves qualified to say such things.
It's horrible. And what's going to happen is people are going to repeat it. People are going to start believing it. And, you know, so many people have worked so hard for so many years to make sure that we fight against the stigma, right? They have classrooms where they're including kids with autism. We have the twins having, you know, on May 28th, that Autism Day at the ballpark. The Vikings have an autism sensory friendly room. People across this great state of Minnesota are doing so much work to help families like mine and their kids have a better quality of life. And when this man says that, then why would a ballpark want to do something special? Why would a sports team want to do something special? Why would a theater want to create a sensory friendly day? He's telling us and everybody else that all hope is lost for our kids. And Henry, you've seen the progress that my kids make. So you know hope is possible. And so while I'm out here offering hope and having these free workshops for parents and giving these locks away and trying to create awareness, he's beat me in the top of the head with all this foolishness and this nonsense. And so I got to climb out of a hole that I've already climbed out of. He's setting us back. The progress that we've made as advocates in this autism community, he's setting us back 50 to 100 years with this foolishness and these lies that he's saying at news conferences in his official capacity as someone who is in charge of healthcare in this country.
Yeah. When he makes a comment and he says that autism destroys families, like that to me is about as disrespectful of a comment as anybody can make. Lives, with regards to all of our lives, are not perfect. There are going to be obstacles and adversity that we all encounter. I have a family member that deals with Down syndrome. That's the reality of our family. We have to deal with that. It doesn't mean that our family is destroyed. It doesn't mean that they're not a beautiful child. It just means that we're different in some way, shape, or form, and that we just move on and we move different. That's all that means.
And here's the thing. Aren't we all different?
Yes.
Somebody in the family talks too much. Somebody in the family is too quiet. Somebody spends too much. Somebody's a little bit overweight. Somebody's a little bit underweight. Somebody's a little tall. Somebody's a little short. Somebody got autism. Somebody got Down syndrome. You know, this man wants to make it seem like there's some perfect family or some perfect reality out there when in truth, none of us are perfect. We all have flaws. We all have things about us that create a strain or a stressor on our families. And hey, that's what family's all about. We step in, we help out, we stand up, we strengthen, we push, we pray, we work together to make it happen. And then, you know, along the way, share our journey to offer hope to other parents. Henry, I can't tell you how many parents have moved to Minnesota because they've seen the progress that my kids make. Right? Because it offers hope that Minnesota has great services, great resources, where programs and services and resources have been cut in other states. Minnesota is still making strides to make things better for families who have kids with special needs. And so people have moved from Louisiana and Georgia and New Hampshire and Nevada and Kentucky. And they tap me on the shoulder at Walmart and Target and Costco and everywhere else and say, hey, I moved here because I saw the progress your kids were making. Now, what makes them have hope? Because they see better. But they won't see better if the loudest voice in the room is telling them that it ain't going to get no better. And that's wrong.
We're talking to host here on WCCO, Shaletta Brunda. She's joining us here on the Lake Show News Talk, 830 WCCO. As a mother, a loving mother, are you concerned that he's about to set your family back?
Oh, absolutely. I had a mom texting and emailing me today about benefits. You know, because of the Medicaid cuts, because a lot of the services that families get who are on a fixed income are through medical assistance. And they're afraid that, you know, with the cuts that are coming from Washington, they're not going to be able to get access to the PCAs, to the programs and services, the support groups, the after-school programs, the medical-assisted devices that help their children have a better quality of life. And, you know, at this point, Henry, really all we could do is pray.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Because the foolishness is running rampant in Washington. And you remember that song, Who Let the Dogs Out?
Mm-hmm.
They let the fools out. They let the fools out, and they let the fools be in charge of something as sacred and as important as the health and well-being of some of our most vulnerable children and adults.
We have to do more than pray, though. We got to do more than pray. Yeah, we got to do more than pray because you know, when we talk about our children and we start talking about our community and stuff like that, whatever, I get it. Like you know, I pray to God every single day, but we got to do a lot more than that because a lot of things that are happening in our society, in this country, the way that we are being taken back, we can't sit on our hands.
No, we cannot. And we can't bury our heads in the sand. You know, I have a lot of people say, you know, I'm just not going to watch the news. I'm just not going to worry about it. You know, it'll be over in 4 years. In 4 years, we're going to be slaves again if y'all don't stand up and say something. Our kids are going to be institutionalized. You know, one of the things that scared me about something that Robert F. Kennedy said was that he wanted an autism database. He said that he wanted to create a database of everyone who has autism so he can do a test and a survey and see what actually causes autism. And this man can't be trusted with his own Social Security number. He should not have access to my children's medical records. He's talking about getting information from everything from doctor's visits to smartwatches. And what are you going to do with that? How are you going to use that? If you wanted a survey, if you wanted to do a study and you wanted to go through NIH and do some research, you can pay people for that kind of stuff. But you don't need every person with autism's information. You know, there was a time in this country where they institutionalized people for being different. They had shock therapy to try to shock people into being quote unquote normal. And so I don't put anything past this administration and this particular health secretary. And so I'm just like, no, you can't have any of my information. You can't have any of my children's information because I don't trust that you're going to do the right thing with it. You know, who knows? They'll come in the middle of the night and round up people. Who knows what these folks are going to do? And so we have to take our head out of the sand. Like you said, we can't sit on our hands. We have to join together with organizations like the Autism Society of Minnesota, PACER Center, Fraser School, go up to the Capitol here in St. Paul as well as in Washington, D.C., and let our legislators know we're not having it, we're not standing for it. Get with our doctors, mobilize our groups. You know, our parents are the loudest and strongest advocates and voices, not just at the schools for our kids so they can get the resources that they need, but, you know, with Tim Walz and Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan and Tina Smith and Amy Klobuchar and whoever else we can get to let them know that this is not acceptable. We're not going to stand for it. And if you want to keep your job in office, you make sure that they keep their hands off of our children and the programs that help them have a better quality of life.
Hey, real quick, Shaletta, I'm going to read a text. I'm going to respond, and I'll let you respond after I respond. But from the 651, they say, this is one of the most disingenuous interviews I've ever heard. Kennedy is one of the biggest advocates there's ever been and has tried to shine a light on autism that is at a pandemic level that needs to be researched and figured out on a root cause. And here you are turning his words into something they were not. First off, his words are his words. Secondly, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is not a doctor. He has for years been staunch at attacking doctors, people that research this stuff on a daily basis, that have put their own money and hard work and time into finding out and learning about autism. Okay, doctors that have children that are autistic, like Dr. Peter Hotez, who's one of the best in the world on this topic. So how dare you say disingenuous when you're talking about a gentleman that's not even a doctor? He's not even qualified to speak on said topic, number one. And then number two, let's deal with research. Doctors and professors that research, let's dive into facts. Get out of your feelings. That's what I would say to you.
And he doesn't listen. This man is not listening to the foremost authorities who have been studying autism, who work with autistic children and adults, who have the information. He's been, espousing conspiracy theories and false information about vaccines and, you know, what causes it and what these children are capable and not capable of doing. He said that they'd never play baseball. They'd never write a poem. They destroy families. They'll never come out of Pampers. I had kids who were 4, 5, and 6 years old who were wearing Pampers, who couldn't talk, who could not look at me. And now look at them. They went from not talking to talking back, and Daniel is cussing. So I know what's possible. And my story and so many other stories like mine give other parents hope that they don't give up. They keep trying. And for anybody to say that this man is pro-family, pro-research, pro-facts, delusional, and I would say put down the Kool-Aid and back away.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Hey, real quickly before I let you go, because you gave me a lot of grief on Saturday about Charles Holmes.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I mean,
God.
Hold on. Charles Holmes has been on this show ever since I've been on WCCO. So I don't know. I don't know what this is all about. I don't know what the issue is. I've been knowing Charles Holmes longer than you've been knowing Charles Holmes. But why am I under attack here?
Because I just don't appreciate anybody trying to steal Charles Holmes from me. Charles Holmes,
how's he stealing him when I've known him?
My show, I known him too. Okay, almost 20 years,
and
so I'm gonna just tell you that when I heard him on your show, I immediately.
Wait, you haven't heard him on the show before? He's been on the show forever.
Well, see, what happened was he hadn't been on my show in a while. So if he's on my show and then he's on your show, I'm cool with that. But if he's on your show and he hasn't been on my show in a while, then I have to pipe up. So I immediately texted him, and he already knew what time it was, because I said, hey, you want to come on my show on Saturday? He started laughing. He said, oh, you just heard me come off of Henry Lake's show, didn't you? I said, I sure did. Now come on back home. Come on home. You a stray. Just home. You the stray. I'm home. I just FYI.
See, there you go.
You the stray. I'm home.
Hey, by the way, see, here on the Lake Show, we try to accommodate you, and you say, hey, you want to be on the show with regards to a certain way, and then when we try to get you on the show so it can sound better and all, then you don't, I mean, what's this all about? Why are you switching up on me at the last minute? I guess the storm got you, huh?
the storm got me. I don't know about anybody else in the Twin Cities, but our lights, our power literally went off at 7:02. Like, I'm supposed to be on with you at 7:05. Chris Tubbs patches me in. I got my headsets, put my kids in the bed, and all of a sudden the lights went out. And the kids are like, Mom, the lights are going out. I'm like, good. It's bedtime. We're all about to go to sleep. Yeah, I got to call Xcel Energy because I think I paid the bill. I think I did. I got to make sure the check cleared, but I think it's storm related. That's the prayer. Prayer is that it's storm related.
Hey, Shaletta, thank you so much for being on the show this evening and sharing your thoughts. I appreciate you.
All right. Love y'all.
All right. Take care. That's Shaletta Brundage. You know you got to check her out on Saturday. It's right here on The Good Neighbor.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.